Welcome to the Countdown Podcast and our review of Eternals. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for the 26th film in the MCU.
26, eh?
Yeah, this one is directed by Academy Award winner Chloe Zhao. It is the screenplay. Now, did you notice this one? This made me piss myself laughing.
What?
Screenplay is by Chloe Zhao and Patrick Burley, Ryan Furpo and Kaz Furpo. She's credited twice.
Why?
In the writing credits.
Chloe Zhao.
So she had a go, had another go with someone else, but they bothered to credit her twice. I've never seen that in the history of film.
Why would you do, you did your own rewrite and now you need two credits?
Yeah, it's weird.
And she's the director. She had control over that.
Anyway, it's based on The Eternals by Jack Kirby. It's produced by Kevin Feige, of course, and Nate Moore. And it stars. Big cast, because there's lots big of cast. The Eternals. Gemma Chan, Richard Madden, Kumail Nanjiani, Leah McHugh, Brian Tyree Henry, Lauren Ridloff, Brian Barry Keough, sorry, Barry Keoghan, sorry mate, Don Lee, Harish Patel, Kit Harington, Salma Hayek, and Angelina Jolie.
You always turn her French, it's Jolie.
She's classy enough to be French in my books. It's 157 minutes long on the budget of $200 million it's made thus far, only about $284 million around the world, having been out in other parts of the world far quicker than it was here in Australia, which is why we are finally doing it now.
That's
Wayne,
right.
Without spoilers, because I know you'll be tempted, what's it about?
The Eternals is about a race of immortal beings with superhuman-ass powers who have secretly lived on Earth for thousands of years. They can't do anything. They're supposed to not interfere with the trials and the shit of men. So following the events of Avengers Endgame, some unexpected tragedy, shall we say, forces them out of the shadows to reunite against mankind's most ancient enemy called the Deviants. Now, I've been called a Deviant, and it's not the same thing.
Just once or twice. All right, the proper critics, here's what they had to say. This is the first splat on Rotten Tomatoes in the history of the MCU. They think, the critics, that this is collectively a worse film than Thor the Dark World. And a worse film than Iron Man 2.
I agree with that.
Ooh, hold on, don't
sorry, show I mean, I don't know what I think.
Too quickly. It has an approval rating of 47% on Rotten Tomatoes and an average score of 5.6 out of 10 based on 347 reviews. On Metacritic, has a score of 52 out of 100 based on 62 critics. And CinemaScore audiences on a A plus to F scale gave it a B score.
That's a good score, is it not?
Reasonable.
Yeah.
Pretty reasonable. All right, Wayne, without any much more further ado, what did you think of this colossal film, which I cannot believe we had time to watch within 1 week of No Time to Finish?
It's been a week of long
two movies. Very long, long films. What did you think of The Eternals? Sorry, Eternals.
Mostly crap.
Oh,
mostly damn. Crap, I would say.
Or if you prefer.
Hot damn!
We don't prefer, and Paul was stretching that out until he got the right screen to press that button.
You're a point being.
Yes. Okay, so The Eternals, yes. All right. Look, it's, I guess, quite an ambitious project, okay? Because there are
100%.
800 characters in here. Or 10.
Yes.
Right?
It's 10 and of them. 10
that
channels.
Is a lot, okay? So what we have here is, it is trying to be, I guess, by virtue of the ensemble cast, and we can't say this because Avengers Endgame had more heroes in it, but this is trying to introduce
yes.
you.
Yes, well, it's not a fair comparison.
To 10 heroes, and it tries to do a lot. Apart from that, they're trying to actually make intelligent relationships between these people. They're trying to give you, like, slices of life, and basically they're trying to make you care about them. And the issue with that...
You didn't?
No, I think I cared very little for most of people.
Oh, damn.
Gemma Chan, I was concerned for her welfare.
Yes.
I wanted to know what Robb Stark was doing with his life. I could use more Kumail Nanjiani. Because I think he was quite funny for what he was doing.
Kingo, was it?
I don't know. I don't know who anyone's fucking name is.
Some of these
is.
Names were hard to follow.
There were 10,000 names. Or 10.
Kingo.
Kingo. Yeah, well done. Even at the end, they're like...
0.1?
Yeah, they mentioned some characters. Like, this person didn't do that. I'm like, who was that again? So it was very hard to follow everyone.
It requires attention, I will agree.
Hey, I stayed awake the whole time, unlike Paul and the fucking James Bond
this time,
movie.
I stayed awake all but like 3 seconds.
See, so you're still not at all.
Very important 3 seconds. But I see these films at 9 o'clock at night. What
yeah,
time
I know.
Did you see this?
I saw it at 5:45.
If I fell asleep at 7:45 watching this film, I would be ashamed of myself.
Oh, I'm commonly ashamed of myself.
That is true.
But
It didn't invest you in the characters. You weren't that involved. This is low tier Marvel for you.
Yes, it is. I will say,
is it the worst Marvel of the 26 films?
Ooh, good question.
Did you dislike it that much? Are you with the critics?
I am with the critics, but I wouldn't say it's the worst.
What is the worst?
It's probably Thor: The Dark World.
I would agree.
Because yep. I actually...
No need to elaborate on that. Yeah. That's the worst. Iron Man 2 is right there. Age of Ultron is terrible as well. Okay, here's the rub. The surprise.
Oh no, Paul liked it?
I didn't dislike it.
Interesting. Go on, tell me why.
Here's my big, big call.
Yeah.
Better than Shang-Chi.
You're fucking drunk. There was no... This thing... Even you had to stay awake in Shang-Chi, surely.
Only because I had my child with me, otherwise I would have been sleeping through half of that piece of shit.
Shang-Chi was much more fun than this film.
Look, it was fun, but this film had much more of me in it. What it had was...
You just want to bone Gemma Chan.
Yes.
Okay, so let's not fucking talk about this.
All right, fine.
Shit.
We'll do this here. I was going to save it for spoilers, but we'll do it right here.
Let's do it.
Not because this is a spoiler, because this is a big statement.
Go on.
If you had to live forever, can you imagine a worse triumvirate of women than Gemma Chan, Angelina Jolie, and Salma Hayek? Oh my God.
Oh my, I didn't even think about it. That's Paul Tony Trinity of Boomtang.
Yep, pretty much.
That, oh shit.
May have helped my score.
Oh my God! This is your whole score, Cracker! Ah, okay.
No,
you're
it's
right.
Not my whole score, because this film is beautiful.
Yeah, it's,
say
it is
what
nice
you will
thing.
About
nice
Chloe Zhao, her visual styling. This is the most unique MCU film ever made.
It's certainly different.
It looks different.
Yeah.
The cinematography is at times astounding. Hmm. Yes, there's some ropey CGI, but that doesn't take away from the gorgeousness of some of these shots.
The scenery, the
particular, backdrops. I thought the deviant, some of their effects were not good at all.
It looked like a metal, like
it just didn't work. Like it didn't look real. Whereas I thought the special effects on the Eternals themselves, as they would use their powers, was excellent.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Really, really good. From Athena's sort of axe and her shield, or whatever it is, the
pike, she can
and
make
shield,
a weapon in front of her, yeah.
Through to Kamal Nanjiani's fucking finger guns, all that shit was cool. When Icarus flies, all that looked really great.
Just on that point, I thought this is something I've through the movie. I'm like, these people have very nondescript skills. I'm not quite sure what anyone can. I know Angelina can do the
well,
the
we'll get into. Let's say that because I think that's a spoiler about why and how and whatever else. But I would agree with you. This is not a great film by any stretch of imagination.
Not at all.
But because I guess maybe this is again expectations, which will kill you. Right?
Absolutely, every
it's
single
the
time.
Hope that kills
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
I had very little hope nor expectations of this film. I am a little out on Marvel in this Phase 4.
Mm-hmm.
Done very little to impress me.
Yes,
beyond
you.
Loki, this is the closest to impressing me. It didn't get to impress me, but I did not hate my time here.
Did you not think this fucking thing was boring?
There were moments.
Spots?
There were moments, yeah.
I
For sure. The pacing is a big problem. This film is too ambitious. It wants to do what, if you want to give a very, very simple example, it's a little, I hate to say it, DC-ish in its approach.
In that it's trying to ram everything in somewhere?
Yeah, like think back to like... the way that Batman v Superman, Justice League in particular, the original cut, even the Zack Snyder 3.5-hour version thereof, it's trying to do too much in too little a time rather than Marvel spent, this is a 26th film.
Yeah,
it spent 20-ish films building up to the Infinity Stone saga. So everyone was developed. You cared about everybody. This film wants you to care about all of them within 2 hours.
Exactly. There is a plot development in this show, which, just to be vague, is...
Please be vague.
Yeah, a little bit like Logan, where you've got a powerful being who is suffering some form of dementia or some form of, like, you know, normal person
Not
degradation.
That big, okay, sure.
Right? That is a very interesting idea to explore, but there's no time.
No.
There's no time to
do it
properly.
There's 10 characters, and they don't give them all the right... amount of time, right?
Yeah, which
there
is
are a
fine.
Couple there. I can't remember the names. I can't remember the deaf fast.
That's
woman.
Another thing. There's so many people in here, and if you think about what this movie is trying to do, it's taking 10 people you've never heard of, like 10 characters. Did you know anything about the Eternals?
No, of course
no,
not.
No, fuck no.
I've never read an MCU Eternals comic.
Neither have I, and I'm a fucking nerd. So this is really deep cuts, right? The same could be said for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
there was a people, and I loved that shit. So this didn't make me care like Guardians did. And
well,
by
no,
comparison,
this is not Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm not going to defend it like
no,
that.
No, not at all. No, not at all.
And there's
but
multiple
I'm saying
reasons
it can
that.
Be done.
It can be done, but
they should have whittled it down to like 5 people.
Yes, it can't be done with 10 because Guardians of the Galaxy is what, 6?
Yes, if you are. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
And Guardians of the Galaxy has James Gunn sensibility to it.
Right. So that's, again, why that one worked. It had probably enough, you know, not too many characters.
The problem here with this, if you want to call it this, is I think this would have worked way better as a TV, as one of their series.
Yeah.
8 to 10 episodes.
Yep.
When we flash back, we get a whole episode around that.
Yeah.
And then when we flash forward, I could have been alternate.
That gave me the shits. This flashing back and forward thing was a little bit... It wasn't...
It's this device. So we're here, and then suddenly something happens, and we go back in time to flesh out why that might have happened.
Yeah, but the scene just hangs there.
Well, it's like long Lost, right? It's long like Lost.
Yes. But with Lost, I don't know. For some reason, Lost did it better, and I don't like Lost.
That's
yeah,
his gimmick.
Exactly. Because well, it's one's giving you clues.
Fucking idiot.
Well, you're one killing me,
yeah,
Smog.
Yeah, eat my dicks. One you can
two of them.
That's right, all of them.
Or maybe four.
But with Lost, you want to see the flashback because it gives you a clue about what you're watching now.
Well, I think that's what you're meant to get to with here
yeah,
as well.
I don't think you got there. I mean, it is fair giving enough. You that, but I'm like, eh.
What did you think of the actors, generally speaking?
Yeah, all the performances are fine. No one's doing a bad job.
I disagree.
Okay, who's
Richard
doing a bad
Madden
job?
Is terrible.
He's just being Rob Stark.
Well, no, but he's not Rob Stark. He's fucking Icarus. I felt like I didn't get his non-emotional kind of just...
But he's not non-emotional because he wanted to bone...
Even in those scenes, he has no emotion until the end of the film. None. And I'm like, why would any woman, especially one who's lived since the dawn of time, other than the fact you've also lived with me since the dawn of time, be interested in this guy for thousands of years? He's got nothing, no variation, no interest.
Well, a lot of women might disagree with you.
You women who, or men who would disagree with me,
yeah,
think about boning that for thousands of years.
Well, about boning anyone for thousands of years, okay?
But you someone who's got some emotional range, someone who can be responsive and reactive would be more interesting than this.
I think I interpreted his, what you might consider
stoicism. Lackluster,
yeah, as, yeah, but he's just another character I don't really care about, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I didn't care about him.
Yeah, yeah. So
he shat me, whereas I think, you know, you think about the dude from Train to Busan who played the big, huge Gilgamesh.
Oh, is that where he's from?
Yeah.
Okay.
He gave you character and personality in that time.
Absolutely. And that's why I thought
Cersei,
that relationship might be one of the most interesting.
She gave you a bit of personality as well.
Did you find it weird that people kept saying Cersei to Robb Stark?
Yeah, Cersei to Robb Stark and fucking
Jon Snow. It's like, oh.
Did make me laugh a bit, chuckle inwardly.
Yeah,
I would agree. Look, apart from her, I thought everyone was serviceable to good. I think again, the comedy in this show, other than is it Kingo's sort of valet, didn't really work.
Oh, you didn't like that?
No, that had moments that it worked. I'm saying that that's the exception. Most of the other comedy beats were like, eh.
Oh yeah, yeah, I will agree with that completely.
So the writing, I don't think the writing's that great here.
No, I think that's why I think that they were trying to go for a beautifully shot, sort of epic-y kind of Marvel film.
I think it exists.
More power to them. More power to them.
This is so different. Like, rather than what we've got, like, you know, Origin, we get all that stuff, but it so plays differently. And that's what intrigued me and kept me interested, even through the boring parts. And it is way too long. This film should have been 30 minutes shorter, and I think would be a very solid film if it were.
Yeah, that's it. And another thing that is a little bit weird about this is that because they're all Eternals or whatever, there wasn't a strong human level side to balance it all out. You could argue that John.
I would almost argue that's different. I think the fact that, again, we're meant to believe, they're not humans, but we're meant to believe that they've developed humanity through the course of 7, 8, 15, whatever thousand years it was.
Well, they,
which works for me. I believe that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that's necessarily the problem, but that's why I'm not sure. I think it was on
like 5,000 BC or 7,000 years. Right?
Yeah, yeah. The point being is that because they are Eternals and so on. I mean, I don't honestly, to be honest with you, I don't think I found it interesting enough. Okay. That's what it was. And
that's the bottom line.
Because I actually was. I almost fell asleep. I was sitting there going,
"Don't be a Paul. Don't be a Paul on the one film he's ever fucking done this."
Well, I just
the only
felt
reason
like
Wayne can't fall asleep because he's playing Sniper Elite 4 on his alternate screen, and if he does that, he'll die.
I was in a cinema, but whatever. Okay, no. But I remember thinking to myself, typically. "Yeah, yeah." About the 2/3 mark, I was like, "This thing is just plodding along."
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. Yeah. I agree. If they had have cut 20 to 30 minutes, this film would be good.
But they couldn't possibly do that. Fact, otherwise, certain characters aren't even mentioned.
I think this film's fine.
Not me.
All right. Well, there we go. Let's now get into spoilers. I think, have you hit everything that's non-spoiler?
I think so, yes.
Okay, we can talk about it in more detail. This epic Marvel attempt on the other side of Jack.
You can't! can't handle the truth.
Apparently the truth is Wayne hated this like the critics. And ironically, unlike the critics, I didn't mind my time in this film. Again, probably helped by who I was surrounded by.
Who were you surrounded by?
Little less. Well, I'm not literally. I mean, on the screen.
Oh, right.
I went and saw it with my brother. He was a little bit more, I think, like you. He didn't really enjoy this one too much. Mm. And he's usually a softer marker than I am. And he said to me as we went in, he goes, I've lowered my expectations. Apparently didn't lower them as high or as low as I have. Underutilized Salma Hayek 100%. I know that she had to die.
Did you?
Well,
I didn't know.
To further the plot of the film, I get that. Like, okay. In retrospect, not at the time. When she died, I'm like, holy shit, they killed Salma?
Yeah, I know. That was a bit of a surprise. I will say that.
You know, and then they killed Gilgamesh as well, and he was one of the more likable characters. Well played, sure. I thought more of them should have died at the end. It was a big surprise coming from me. Yes. But still, honestly, how do they all walk away after what transpired?
Well, speaking of walking away, there's something that just doesn't... I'm sitting here going, I don't know what they're doing, but it seems like something they did to try and speed up the runtime. Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh, God. Terrible moment.
He goes, right before the big battle or whatever, he goes, actually, guys, I'm out. See ya. And then he just bails with his man-butler guy. And then that's that. And now, typically when that happens, I'm thinking, oh, it's a bit of a Han Solo.
He's going to turn up,
you know. Oh, they don't... Nah, he just fucking stays out, and then he's in for a bit at the end.
I agree with you.
And I'm like, why'd they do that?
And they did not set that up well enough that he was torn between this at all.
There was no... It's just like he chickened out. And like, well, now we don't even
now
like
Now I'm going to go huge spoilers.
Go on.
We have already. Who's died. I mean, Icarus apparently dies. Did that make you laugh when Icarus flies into the sun?
I didn't even pick that up. Good one. Actually, that's not too bad. That's not too bad. Wow. He did fly into the sun. That's the thing. They're Eternals, but they can be killed.
So. Yeah, they're Eternals, but like...
Was the
I fucked up. Damn it. What do you do when you fuck up, people? Do you fly into the sun / slit your own throat? No. What you do is you call a friend and you go to the pub and have some drinks. Well, why couldn't he do that? They've been around for 7,000 years. He must know everyone.
Mate, all the people he knows are the ones who are with him and he just betrayed them. He's got no one to talk to.
Well, then that's his own fucking idiot fault.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so are we thinking that the Kumail thing was just that they had to cut the runtime? They couldn't film his scenes?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I just think it was bad writing. Like, it didn't set it up well enough that he was torn on what this means. He seemed to be all with, well, we need to fight this. We can't allow the Celestial to be birthed out of Earth and destroy the 8 million people on this planet.
Mm.
I like that idea, by the way. I really enjoy that plot twist. Like, and we knew that something was going on because whatever its name is, the big Celestial said to Salma Hayek's character, just bide your time. So we knew something was going on. But then when Cersei finds out, Gemma Chan finds out, whoa, damn, we're going to kill this entire planet to birth a Celestial that will create other worlds to continue the cycle of life.
Yeah.
That's a big sacrifice. And I quite enjoyed that sort of moral grey ground that they occupied. Like,
yes.
Some were clear this should not happen. Others were like, nah. Well, obviously Icarus was like, no, we need to follow through on this because this is our purpose. But I don't think the people in the middle, including Kinjo or whatever his name was, were well enough established.
No, because they didn't have time. Again, and this is the thing. The show, for all of its, I need
Kingo,
to...
go.
Yeah, I need to be efficient and tell stories. And so I found it tedious. So, by the way, I know I've thought about this. And that whole argument of, is it better to prevent the birth of billions of new people than kill billions of the existing people? It is most definitely better to prevent the birth if you had to go one way or the other. At least you're not killing everyone.
Well, this leads to an interesting point. So Thanos killed half the universe.
Yes.
Does that include half the Celestials?
Yes. Well, according to what he said.
Then why didn't the Eternals come out of their hiding to defeat Thanos and help them at that particular point, given...
Well,
you're losing half the population whose energy is required to power the Celestial who's going to be born.
Excellent question. Excellent question. Never thought about it right now.
Does not work.
Nope. They would have at that stage surely interfered if they're going to interfere
like
this.
They did a stupid throwaway line to explain why they haven't come out to help
fight. Yeah, that's all it was. What are you guys doing?
Doesn't work in the world. You know, I get it. You're like, oh, sorry, we'll just bring this in late.
Yeah, they shouldn't even have this problem at all if they let fucking Infinity War happen. Mm-hmm. Ha! Plot hole. Plot hole, mate.
It's a plot hole. I'm sorry.
It is.
What I really want to applaud about this film, I should have said in the non-spoiler section, is how diverse the cast is, how representative it is. You know, yay. This is a Disney film where we see a gay kiss on screen and no more is made of it than that.
Mm.
Good. This is a Disney film where we have a deaf character. These are the things that aren't often nor always emphasized. So that really impressed me that here we are to say nothing of the different nationalities and races, which I thought was really, really good. Which leads me, though, to this question. Why would the Celestials who've made the Eternals, or the Celestial who made this Eternal,
dude with
why would Arishem make a kid Eternal? Why would a Celestial make every character have powers that complement each other instead of just creating a super woman man thing that had all the powers and could sort everything themselves? None of this holds. None of it makes any sense. And I know I'm thinking about too much, but it annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah, the answer to that is whoever wrote these characters needed to make them interesting, so they made one a kid.
Yeah, well...
that's it. But yes, like, in terms of how does that work, it does not work.
Here you go. Go into a culture where you can't do anything, nor have any fun, nor connect with anyone. You can't connect another kid your age because that's pedophilia, right?
That's right.
That person would go mad.
And they did. And they even
then they did some bad dodge... Well, they fell in love with Icarus and stabbed...
What's her name?
Cersei in the back.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, you know what?
But it would have happened a long time before 7,000 fucking years is what absolutely. I'm trying to say.
For me, honestly, if you're watching a comic book movie, those questions get past me. I'm like, yeah, they're just making... that's the character. But no, if you hold that lens to it, I mean, lots of shit doesn't make sense.
No,
man.
Especially over something that spans, you know, eternities or millennia, right?
Did you notice they mentioned Superman in this film?
Yes, that's a weird thing, right?
So Superman exists in the MCU.
Right. Well,
so where are they then?
No, exists as a character.
Yeah.
Not as a real person.
No, but he said, that guy's Superman. I saw him on TV. He had his eyes and shit. So I think it's a real guy.
No, but no. I think that would be like, I saw him on TV. Yeah. I think that's more palatable than...
It's still an interesting thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost like Marvel's like, yeah, we can acknowledge you're here.
Yeah.
Because you ain't us.
You are, what? Exactly.
Yeah.
You hate us because you're anus.
They're peanut butter and jealous. Yeah.
What did you think of the heel turn? The Icarus reveal? That really got me. I'm like, oh, it made sense and I liked it.
Well, it would have hurt you because he fucking killed Selma.
Oh.
So that was already pretty bad.
It hurt me. But I didn't see that part coming.
Well,
although I probably should have because he's so emotionless and a wreck. And why would fucking Gemma Chan be interested in this dickhead?
What's really offending you here?
I can see why she's interested in Kit Harington because at least he's got some fucking zest and emotion and connection and he offers something. But this dude just happened to say to her, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Uh-huh. I'm Icarus.
Yeah, I know. She's just what he knows. She knows.
I think, I agree. Look, I agree. I know that the heel turn thing
They lasted thousands of years together. Bull fucking shit.
Oh, the idea that anyone lasts thousands of years is bullshit. Right,
we understand your philosophy on relationships.
No, but the idea that like when his heel turn happens, you're like, ooh, that's a big thing, right? And then he goes and betrays everyone, right? And then at the end...
What doesn't work is his flip back.
Yeah, he goes, oh, and then I might just fly into the sun then.
Yeah,
the fuck? So, yeah. Again,
I did like the uni mind thing. I did like that part. They all come together. Their powers do
actually
connect.
I thought that was really poorly
put
together. So it
was like Voltron.
Yeah, but in a shit way. Like, it's like, I created this thing in the air. I don't even know what you do, bro. That's what I wanted to say. All their fucking powers are nondescript. The guy who can fix shit can also put shit in the air and make it look like a diagram, but it's not a hologram, but it's real. And then one dude's really strong. Fine. Right? What does the kid do?
Sprite.
Yeah.
Illusions.
That's fucking useless almost. Like, you know, these motherfuckers, I don't know why they were put together because a lot of them are fucking just phoning it in. Kumail Nanjiani can do finger gun thingies, right?
But then at one point he can really power up and then kill...
Do one big... He's getting the Hadouken, yeah, I know.
The big problem here is the Deviants feel like this whole film could have cut the Deviants out. We wouldn't have had action scenes. That wouldn't have worked. But we'd need to find other ways to make action scenes. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have changed anything.
That's the thing, because you don't care about the Deviants as a villain as such. Nah. The villain is the big bad guy, but you even don't see him much.
Well, so the villain ultimately, I guess, is Icarus. He's the main heel in this film.
Yeah.
So the Deviant leader is...
He's not the villain, though. He's like the betrayer.
The puppet of the villain, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Yes. But like for him... Look, this is a mess. Like, you know, you said this would be an actual TV show.
Yeah.
I reckon I wouldn't give a fuck enough to watch it.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. So, you know.
I have to say, I disagree. I liked it. Clearly, I liked it more than you. I thought the fight scenes were the actions when they came were pretty good. I really liked, there should have been more Angelina Jolie. And you said she's the one, obviously, who has the space dementia or whatever else.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I said. Like, the strongest guy in the world loves this woman who's having like a degenerative brain disease. That's kind of cool.
Did he love her or was he just...
Stay with women you don't love, Paul.
Well, no, Wayne, you don't.
No, you don't. So wait, everyone who loves someone...
I think that was meant to be very... I mean, I don't agree he would follow her into the middle of the desert and whatever else and protect her for thousands of years.
I'm saying, but you've got to love her, man. He definitely loves her.
I mean, they loved each other, but in that platonic kind of way. I didn't get a sexual vibe out of it. Speaking of, first sex scene in a fucking Marvel film. So if I wasn't going to take my daughter to see this because it's so long, I definitely am not going to take her to see it after that scene.
Who boned who?
Icarus boned Cersei.
Oh, you do see it. Yeah, you're right. Well, there you are.
First one I remember. Maybe there's another one.
Yeah, who knows?
All right, well, that's probably...
You're mad if you think this is better than Shang-Chi, though. Come on.
It absolutely is, because it was different and it was interesting and it was engaging. It was beautifully shot and it didn't shoot its wad in the first fucking 30 minutes like Shang-Chi did. This film, at least it builds to a crescendo and I was interested and engaged and I wanted to see whether or not this fucking Celestial was going to be born. And it sets up the two, we need to finish this off, the mid-credit sequence and the end-credit sequence. Interesting. Did you know who that is at the end?
Blade?
Yes. Okay. Blade's voice.
I'll tell you this.
Chloe Zhao has confirmed that is the case. And I'm interested that Kit Harington's going to be this Black Knight who sounds like an interesting character too.
Yeah. The
Dark Knight, whatever.
Some Knight. Yeah. I stayed for the mid-credit sequence.
You didn't stay for the last one?
No, because I was with someone and we were both falling asleep. So I'm like, this is...
Oh, you were falling asleep, were we?
We didn't fall asleep. We were about to fall asleep. And also, the show was so tedious. I felt bad for my guest. Okay, so that's
what a guy.
I still didn't fall asleep. And FYI, I didn't piss during this film.
What?
I don't know what happened. Like, the bladder held out.
So it was so boring that it made your bladder stop working?
Kind of, yeah. It was literally piss boring. What was it? Anyway.
No, it was not non-piss boring.
There you are.
So you saw the middle of the sequence.
Yeah, Harry Styles.
My brother and I went like, who's that?
Didn't you? You know Harry Styles?
No. Nah. I actually said to him, is that Harry Styles? Only because I've seen like a picture of him with Olivia Wilde.
That character is Thanos' brother.
Yes.
Eros.
Yep. And the terrible CG on the fucking...
Yeah, the Uncanny Valley thingy.
Crap.
Terrible. Yeah.
I thought the final one was better. And if I hadn't have known that was Mahershala Ali...
No one did. You almost...
Well, then we immediately read about it and his name was in the credits. Like, well, that has to be him, right? So
it is him. Yep. He said it was, yeah. So, okay, well done.
All right. Wayne, hit us with your ridiculous, ridiculous fucking score after I change to the right, soundboard screen.
42.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt, Mel. You've always been a cunt.
You failed. I got
bored.
The only
thing that's going to change is you're going to become an even bigger cunt.
So eat my ass, cunt.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's
42.
Yeah, it failed. This thing bored the titties off me.
You're a dick. This is only slightly worse than No Time to Die.
Eat some dicks.
This is 62.
See, motherfucker, even you fell asleep in here, so what are you
talking about? I close my eyes for white.
That's
one
called falling asleep, bitch.
Second. Oh. Maybe 3 seconds if I'm
Jimmy, really. You got Chan brain, man.
And again, this was by the time this film finished, it was 11:45 PM.
Yeah. You like this film because you wanted to duel the women. I understand. I'm just saying that's the reason.
Nope. No, it's not. That didn't hurt the film. I'm not lying.
It helped all of the film.
James Bond had a lot of attractive
women.
Wait,
what's
women
your fucking score?
62.
62? Yeah. At about 40 for the women.
How would you like to suck my balls?
All right, well, apparently, at the end of the day, we're both in the middle. Wayne's a low middle, I'm the middle, high middle. That's where most of the audience has been about this one. There's certainly nothing amazing, but if you have seen the film and think differently of it...
And you like Gemma Chan and Sen Lohamek and Angelina Jolie, right?
Let us know if I email thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter @thecountdownPC. You can like and follow the show on Podbean where we host, and check out the Facebook community. Link is in the show notes. And that's it from us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
I bet you're the kind of guy that would fuck a person in the ass and not even have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around.
That is a very stark, shitty sound.
All the producers of Eternals are thinking about Wayne right now.
Yeah,
we will catch you next time.
'Cause they're trying to make you care about them. And the issue with that...
You didn't?
Not much. I think I... I mean, I was concerned for Gemma Chan. I wanted to know what Robb Stark's deal was. I was hoping...
Stop saying you said five times in that 10 seconds. Jesus fucking Christ.
Sorry, I'm
cunt. There's so much editing for me to do.
You edit so... Sorry. All right. So let me try that again.